The wash up thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, K-Rock 955, Tom King in the host chair. And GFL round 16 yesterday, it was a crucial clash for Bell Park, their finals hopes hanging by a thread, but they were able to get it done over, well, what had been a previously rampant Newtown and Chilwell, 13-20-98, Newtown and Chilwell 7-5-47. The coach of the Dragons, or co-coach of the Dragons, is Luke Rayner, who's been good enough to join us. Rains, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you on the road. Firstly, congratulations on the win. You threw down the challenge to your boys during the week that some of the lower tier players had to step up, and you got the response you wanted.
Yeah, we did. It's amazing what happens when you get sort of 22 pretty even contributions, and guys, you know, they were just sort of in the right frame of mind, and they were able to sort of do it for a lot longer than what they were last week. So, yeah, we sort of put the, you know, we put the medal on the blokes a little bit individually yesterday in terms of, I guess, just sort of stepping up and trying to perform to their best and the best of their ability. And, you know, previous week against Colac, we didn't get that even contribution. So that was the most pleasing part about the win.
You used your 42nd player yesterday, Sam Bukovar's debuted. How hard has it been to get consistency when you've had to use so many players? And I don't think anybody else has used as many in the GFL.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I suppose it's probably a question that's not easily answered, I guess. I guess from a coaching perspective, I guess we're trying to sort of continue to push a consistent theme and a consistent way that we want to play. I guess the varying players that are coming in and out of the team from a week-to-week basis, and then, you know, the varying players in different roles and as part of your overall structure, it no doubt has a little bit of an influence in terms of trying to get that continuity and consistency and belief, you know, within sort of a set playing group. So definitely been a challenge, but I guess it's been a real upside for the club as well, you know, in terms of being able to expose a lot of players to senior footy and a lot of guys probably under the age of 21 senior footy, so yeah, so there's still very much a positive spin to it as well.
Who impressed you out of the, I suppose, that group of players that might not have been considered in your best 22 at the start of the year yesterday that really stood up?
Again, a good question. I suppose this, I mean, our quality players played fairly well yesterday. Now, Paddy Bright, he's only a young fella, 21 years of age. He's got an unbelievable amount of talent. And I think it's just him now believing in himself to really take his game to the next level. He was outstanding yesterday. We sort of played him as a quasi-ruckman, I suppose, against Fanning, who'd be no shorter than 6 inches bigger than him, I'd reckon. And Paddy was unbelievable in terms of his contest and his impact on the game over the four quarters. So Paddy's one that's really, really developing. Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that are just playing, somewhere between their first and 10th games, and we're just getting some gradual improvement out of the majority of those. Some that have fluctuated a little bit more than others, but right across the board yesterday, everyone did their bit, I reckon. So it was pleasing.
How quickly did you turn your attention to South Barwon and what is basically an elimination final next week?
Yeah, well, that's the reality of it, isn't it, Kingy? So. Yeah, so the message was to the boys, obviously enjoy the win, but quickly move on, recover well, rehab well, let's get ourselves on the training track ready to go again, and obviously South Barwon have had a terrific season and are in a good position, and similar to us, we're both vying for that final spot, so for us to stay alive, we need to win, and I guess probably similar potentially for South as well, so... Yeah, no, it's exciting, mate. It's good that there's, you know, still live spots up for grabs and some important games coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Injuries and unavailability have hurt you. Did you get through unscathed yesterday?
To my knowledge, yes. But that's not always a guarantee, of course, with our guys pull up. So we'll know more. Excuse me. We'll know more tomorrow with our recovery and our physio check. So, but yeah, in terms of any injuries that we could identify from the game straight off the bat, I think we've come through pretty well.
Well, Reigns, it's been an up and down season, but the big thing is you're still alive and you've got a massive game of football against South Barwon next Saturday afternoon. It should be an absolute cracker. Well done on the win yesterday. Good to see you still alive as we get towards the pointy end of the season, and look forward to talking to you over the next few weeks.
Good man. Thank you, Tom.